With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Billings has a new mayor. Bill Cole won nearly double the votes of his opponent, former Republican state lawmaker Jeff Essman. Cole has focused on drawing young people to Billings and turning it into the kind of city where people want to stay.
I was a little afraid that my message would scare off the voters, but I think it resonated powerfully.
Cole has called for more parks and trails and more downtown revitalization. Essman had criticized the costs associated with those proposals and possible tax increases to pay for them. Voters, however, responded with a final margin of over 7,000 votes in Cole's favor.
The voters were well served in the end because his presence allowed the voters a choice. It wasn't just a popularity contest. It was a choice between these varying visions.
Cole said that although Billings already has a diverse economy and a large 25 to 40-year-old population, there's more to be done to attract people who can take their skills anywhere. A Montana State prison inmate with a story straight out of Hollywood died Monday at 86 years old. Frank Dryman was on the run for 38 years after being released on parole. He was located decades later by the grandson of the man he murdered. He died of natural causes at a Lewistown infirmary. Dryman was sentenced to life in prison in 1955 for shooting and killing Clarence Pellet. He was 19 years old at the time of the crime. Initially, he was given the death penalty before social activists campaigned on his behalf. Dryman was granted parole in 1969 and disappeared a few years later. In 2010, Clarence Pellet's grandson, Clem, and a private investigator located Dryman in Arizona. Clem Pellet says Dryman never showed remorse for what he did. Media reports say a film about the murder is currently in production.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. As state legislators return to Helena next week to try to balance the state budget, one of the programs facing deep cuts is tasked with protecting rivers and lakes in the Flathead Basin from invasive mussels. They may not be able to continue that work. Nikki Willette reports.
The Flathead Basin Commission was supposed to oversee a new pilot program next summer that would shore up protections against zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species that have caused millions of dollars of damage in infested states and changed lake ecosystems in ways we still don't really understand. But that pilot program may not happen if legislators follow a recommendation from the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation to gut the commission's funding. Karen Miske is the commission's executive director. She says its work adds a needed layer of protection for an imperiled river system.
I do think we bear a special responsibility in the Flathead because we are the headwaters for the Columbia. And if we're fouled, it's all flowing downhill from there. So we take very seriously our role as the headwaters for the system.
The pilot project is currently stalled pending legal review of its funding mechanism, requiring boaters to buy new stickers. The Flathead Basin Commission also partners with the Blackfeet and Flathead tribes to run 6 boat inspection stations in the summer. Without funding, the commission's role in that work is also jeopardized. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
Voters in Montana's capital city have elected a Liberian refugee as Helena's next mayor. Wilmot Collins ousted 4-year incumbent Jim Smith 51-48% in the nonpartisan race. Voters in East Helena and Lockwood have overwhelmingly approved taking preliminary steps toward building new high schools in the communities. The votes were made possible by legislation signed into state law this spring that gave elementary-only school districts with more than 1,000 students the right to expand. The measures were approved by more than 2/3 of voters in each community in ballots counted yesterday. The school districts now have 2 years within which to ask voters to approve construction bonds. The East Helena School Board is expected to take up the issue at a Monday meeting. East Helena officials have estimated they'll need a construction bond of about $25 million. East Helena students are in the Helena High School District, and students in Lockwood attend high schools in neighboring Billings. Montana lawmakers are saying the state health department is making deeper than authorized cuts to how much doctors get paid via Medicaid. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Members of the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee said Wednesday that state lawmakers only authorized a 1% cut to health care provider pay when they passed a triggered budget-cutting law this spring. They voted 7-1 to tell the Department of Public Health and Human Services that it has failed to give reasonable details about how it came up with the proposed 3.47% cut to Medicaid provider pay. Beth Brenneman, a staff attorney with Disability Rights Montana, told lawmakers that the health department isn't providing clear information about this situation.
There is no information at all for these providers as to what kind of impact they're going to be experiencing.
Lawmakers also say the department has not fully considered how reducing Medicaid provider rates will impact Medicaid services. The committee's objection blocks DPHHS from reducing provider rates until after the 2019 legislative session, unless the department issues a new rate change proposal. These cuts are not currently on the table for next week's special legislative session, as lawmakers and Governor Steve Bullock try to fill a $227 million budget gap. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.